Hachette Audio presents Manners and Mutiny, Finishing School, Book the Fourth. Written by Gail Carriger. Read by Maura Quirk. Dedication. Thanks to Kate for starting us all on this crazy float. To Kristen, who piloted the dirigible, and to Deirdre, who landed it. To Sophie, who was my sounding board, to all my lady sooties in the boiler room making everything go, and to Mac, keeping everything sane. And to Star Schmello and her friend Steve, who donated to World Builders, for her invention of a most amazing hat. Crisis 1. Incognito in character.
A ball at last!
Dimity Plumly Tainmont sank back into her chair in delight. At the head table, Mademoiselle Geraldine finished her announcement with a similar collapse, stays heaving with repressed excitement. She would not be attending said ball, as she never left school grounds, but she appreciated that her young ladies of qualité were about to engage in a social event of great import. Lady Lynette put a gentling hand to the headmistress's arm, wary of a full infection of flutterings. It was too late. The school erupted into chatter. "It's only Bunsen's," Pressure Bus said to Dimity. "We know all the boys there, and most of the best prospects have gone on to university." "Oh, buck up, Pressure, do. That means..."